This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages, once again, interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E for what it's worth. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, as well as my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean. We got about 500,000 people interacting on a daily basis on all of our outlets, and we just want to tell you that we appreciate it because there's 500,000 people that are listening that believe that we can do it. And I believe that we can get to the other side regardless of the obstacles in which we have in front of us. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And what is it that overcomes the world, friends? 1 John, even our faith. As long as we have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, I'll tell you what, we cannot succumb. We will always overcome because we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I do want you to understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, read it when you get a moment. I also want to let you know over the next 2 hours, actually the next hour and 45 minutes, if you'd like to call in at any time, you may. Please stick to topic. If you want to contend, we can contend for the faith. If you want to go ahead and combat, we can go ahead and fight too. If you want to be sincere, then you're going to get a sincere response to your comments or whatever the case may be. We love having callers regardless. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, did you see this? If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted this. 2012 Pentagon report warned Obama's policies would lead to the creation of the Islamic State. You do know that it was some time back. I remember they did a report. They actually went over to the Middle East, and they were asking the Middle Easterns of Al-Qaeda. And the Middle Easterns answered the question and the comments that were being made by the reporters. And they were saying that, you know, Al-Qaeda is created by the CIA. And it was like, okay, that was pretty interesting. This was the beginning of the light getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Because what we're finding now today, friends, because just last week it was actually Donald Trump himself who said, he said that Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama are the creators or the co-founders of the Islamic State, ISIS. And it's one of those I told you so's a long time ago, friends. ISIS is nothing more than the SS on a global scale, creating chaos only to bring in a new world order. If you ask the French and the German, the Germans concerning ISIS, they will tell you that the creator of ISIS is America. Okay? These are countries that are being dictated by the effeminate sodomite foreigner in the White House today. As a matter of fact, it was former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, who's on record stating, "The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda." He goes on, and any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the U.S. He said, Robin Cook did, that any informed intelligence officer already knows what I'm telling you. We know that Andrew Breitbart, we know that Tom Clancy, and we know that Mr. Hastings were all killed because they were going to bring information 3.5 years ago to the American public that Barack Hussein Obama is a foreign agent to the Saudis. We know that is a fact, but you're not hearing this from the conservatives. Because if they actually spoke out against what was really going on, they might put themselves in jeopardy to actually awaken the American people to what really is going on. Now, friends, I've reiterated this point over and over again. How many times does history need to repeat itself before you finally figure out what's going on? I fear in America you're going to wake up after the fact. Every step of the way, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, where, I'm going to put this to you, where have they not aided the enemy? Where have they not aided your enemies, friends? Every single step of the way. You have watched these two individuals, along with Bill Clinton and the Bushes, aid and abet your enemies every single step of the way. Now, I've shared with you several times as well as to what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, rightly told us when he warned us over 240 years ago that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, that it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. We also know, first and foremost, making reference to the Word of God, the Lord said that when you forsake, if you will not hearken unto me, and you will not do all of these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, 78% of you listening right now, that profess to be God's children in Jesus Christ, he said, I will also do this to you. I will even appoint over you terror. This is a nation that is under judgment. I will set my face against you, saith the Lord, and you shall be slain before your enemies, saith the Lord. And they that hate you shall reign over you, saith the Lord, to a disobedient nation. And you shall flee when none pursueth. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. America, we're talking about what's going on today. The Pentagon, a 2012 Pentagon report warned that Obama's policies, not law, policy follows law, would lead to the creation of the Islamic State. Out of chaos, we bring in a new order. Out of chaos, we bring in a new order. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about an article that Tim Brown just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. And what it is highlighting is the fact that back in 2012, the Pentagon came forward and told the American people that Barack Hussein Obama's policies would create Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Really, you think? No, folks, let's not play so foolish as to believe that it was just an accident, friends, because it's not just an accident. It really isn't. And for you to play the fool in the face of what's going on in this country shows me you're either blatantly blind because you don't want to see, or you're just disingenuous, or you're plain stupid. And that's really what it comes down to. And it's interesting, again, friends, that the conservatives are sitting back saying, why does Barack Hussein Obama hate us? Well, the Lord said that to a disobedient nation, again, friends, that he would appoint over you those that hate you. As a matter of fact, love them or hate them, John Calvin, that reformer back in the 1500s, was right when he said that when God intends to judge a nation, he allows wicked rulers to rule over the people. Folks, we don't have rulers in this country. We don't have a monarchy. We don't have a king in this country, folks. The king that we have is no king but King Jesus, who bestowed his moral law upon us through common law, the Mosaic Institution. Through Jesus Christ, our Father established it, Exodus 18:21, when you get a moment. And anybody that is sincere about the facts, you know as well as I do, everything I'm telling you is smack on. Because again, I'm not giving you my opinion, friends, because my opinion doesn't matter any more than anybody else's because we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country. Hey, folks, the Defense Intelligence Agency report comes after GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump claimed that Barack Hussein Obama Satoru, the guy that has 47 different Social Security numbers, and Hillary Clinton were the founder and co-founder of the Islamic State. And of course, friends, the mainstream media lost their minds. Man, they got to protect their own. They're attempting to protect themselves, friends. because they don't want to be exposed for the liars that you've allowed them to be. And it's interesting that they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. And furthermore, you know in conscience means with knowledge that God has bestowed upon you, what I'm telling you is exactly spot on. And I want to say to sin by silence when we should protest makes cowards out of men. Protestant has meaning Protestant. But here we have it. The mainstream media loses their minds, but those of us in the alternative media have already reported on this a long time ago, and I have, over and over and over again. We also pointed out the members of the Republican Party were just as guilty of helping to create the Islamic State. Look at Paul Ryan. By the way, Donald Trump just fully endorsed Paul Ryan. Back in December of 2015, Paul Ryan laid a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill on the backs of me, you, and our children, giving Barack Hussein Obama everything that he wanted concerning foreign Muslims coming into the United States of America. To what? At the end aim is what? To fundamentally transform America. You're in it, America. Chronicles magazine reported that the DIA report said, in essence, that if we, the United States, and our local cronies keep aiding Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, and other such sterling Democrats, something really nasty would arise in eastern Syria. Several months later, it did, when ISIS declared itself a state straddling the Syria-Iraq border. Hey, friends, I have a question for you. Who's funding ISIS? I mean, we're talking about a bunch of losers, little devils, running around on the backside of the desert, a land that is not sown, in the sand. Where are they getting all this money to attack at will anybody they want to? I want to go back to 2 years ago. I was in South Carolina doing a high school. And I was invited to come to a pastoral meeting. I'm not a pastor, friends. And I said, sure, I would go. Matter of fact, Rick Joyner asked me if I would show up. Morning Star Ministries. And I said, sure, I would show up. I spoke to his college students, and I also spoke to the high school students over there. And while I was there, there was a missionary that just came back from overseas. He was in the Middle East. And he looked at all of the pastors, the leaders, self-proclaimed leaders in the Christian movement there. This was 2 years ago. He told them that they had seen that the CIA was arming ISIS over in the Middle East. They seen it with their own eyes. Of course they were. Hey, folks, they're not funding themselves. They're not arming themselves. And what is it that the American people need to see before they finally figure out who's responsible for it? When you look over to France and you look to Germany, they're doing the same thing. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Merkel over there, Adolf Hitler's little daughter, it's interesting, she's swiping at the German flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. And they're seeing the same thing over in France. But the French people are telling you the truth anyways. They're telling you that those that are giving orders on the behalf of the above said are coming from the White House in America. But people just don't want to acknowledge it, but they know inside something is really amiss here. And there's no question there is. There's no question about it. And so we have it again right in front of our faces. And again, you've been warned over and over and over again from the sonsoflibertymedia.com and radio.com for years. And it's interesting, too. I've even had articles changed up by some of my columnists because they didn't like what I was telling the American people. Now it's interesting. You go to their outlets. Guess what they're beginning to broadcast? Exactly what I've been telling you for the last 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years. It even goes back, way back, friends, to the beginning of Barack Hussein Obama's administration. I said, what's the difference between Osama and Obama? There isn't any. And what the American people have submitted to and subjected themselves to has only added strength to tyranny concerning what's going on in this country. Because no matter what happens in this country, that's all Barack has to do is say ISIS is responsible for it. But let me ask you, who's been funding, who's been aiding ISIS? Who's been feeding that monster, friends? And again, let me go back to the first segment. I want to tell you what ISIS is, and you can mark my words on it. You go ahead and mark them. ISIS is nothing more than the SS on a global scale. And if you go back to the Bushes, friends, you will find out that Prescott Bush was illegally funding the Third Reich. He was indicted back in the 20s and 30s. And it was George Bush, Daddy Bush, that was calling for a new world. Out of chaos, can we bring in a new world order? Over 212 times. You can go on YouTube and watch him talk about it. So therefore, that's all you have to ask yourself again, friends, is who's creating the chaos? Well, those that are trying to, an attempt to bring in a new world order. That's who they are. You know, and it's interesting, too, is when you begin to look at these officials act rather strangely after these supposed terror attacks. They seemed to conglomerate on cue and ally themselves to condemn the acts, friends, but not the actors. Why? No, they condemn the acts, and then in America, you watch the criminal in the White House, the foreign agent in the White House, sue American governments and governors for upholding immigration laws. And America stands back and still is trying to figure out who the enemy is. He's within. He's not without. He's within. The enemy within and the sword without, Scripture tells us. And that's exactly, to a T, what's going on in this country. See, folks, they condemn the act, but why don't they condemn the actors? No, they bring in the actors, just like over in Canada. They bring them in. I mean, and furthermore, they're even trying to disarm you in the face of terror. Why would a government want to disarm you, America, in a state of terror? Does it tell you who may be responsible for the acts of terror? I mean, come on, 2 + 2 = what? But again, friends, why is it that they condemn the acts, yet not the actors? I just want to know. Can somebody call me and tell me? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll take Michael from Ireland. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Well, I've got a cold, so physically not terribly good, but I agree fully with what you're saying, and I feel very frustrated that so many people seem to be so blind, you know, to what's really going on.
You know, Michael, I got to take a quick break. I will take you right on the other side of this break, okay, my friend? Hold up. We got Michael calling from Ireland. I got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, Michael, we'll take you right on the other side of this break.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, talking about a 2012 report that came out of the Pentagon, basically highlighting Mr. Barack Hussein Obama would be responsible through policy, again, not law, friends, for the creation of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Okay. We got Michael calling from Ireland. Thank you for holding over, my friend. You can go ahead with your questions or your comments. Michael, you there?
Yes, I'm there. I could ask many questions. I'm trying to think of the best one to ask. in reference to Trump and Hillary, do you really think Trump has a chance to win?
Well, if you were to look at what's going on across the boards, the people out there, they're almost, over the top with Donald Trump in this country. They're fanatics. You can go online. You can do a Twitter. You can kind of go through Twitter account and the Facebook account, and you will see that people all across the boards, which you cannot create this, my friend, they are all about Donald Trump. And if you look at even the polls, if we were to look at them as legitimate candidates, both Donald Trump and or Hillary Clinton, he's wiping her off the floor, because when you look behind the curtain behind Hillary Clinton in the crime family, they have absolutely no support whatsoever. So she's completely propped up while they're warring against Donald. But what's interesting about Donald right now, Michael, is the fact that Donald's actually endorsing those that are at work trying to destroy our constitutional republic in this country.
Yeah, I noticed that. Let's say hypothetically Donald wins, but with their cheating with voting machines, it looks like she won. What would happen? Wouldn't the country be really enraged? I mean, that's sort of like a usurpation of democracy. I mean, blatant. What do you think would happen?
Well, you would have thought that would have took place a long time ago in this country, my friend. And what it's going to take in this country for the people to actually respond is, I'll tell you when it's going to happen, when they're not going to the football games anymore, or the baseball games, or the hockey games, or when they shut the television off and turn off the conservatives and the professed Christians in this country, you know then and only then are they going to start to get to work concerning what's going on. And it's interesting, we have 318.9 million people in this country, and if we would come together, because for the most part, we're all saying the same things, but the problem that we're having here, Michael, is there's very few that are actually doing anything about it.
Yeah. If Hillary did win, wouldn't she immediately change the Supreme Court? You know.
Oh, of course. And here's, yeah, see, all this stuff that's going on, Michael, is unconstitutional. They don't have the law. They're creating all these policies, and what they're doing is they're throwing policies on the American people because the American people have been so stupefied and dummied down to actually believe it's law because they say so. And what's interesting and very hypocritical, namely with what's going on in this country, is the fact that everybody and their dog and their cat and their hamsters and their goldfish know that Hillary Clinton is a criminal, and she's been committing crime after crime for the last 40 years in this country. And what's interesting is the American people love their freedom so much that they're willing to go ahead and let her attempt to legitimize herself to incite domestic insurrection. And folks, and Michael, I want to tell you this. They've been trying to do this for a long time. I mean, the enemies to this country within and without are probably flabbergasted that they've gotten as far as they have concerning what the American people are willing to let their representatives do to them on a daily basis. And it's a pretty scary thought, especially when it comes to our kids.
Would they attempt to disarm the people, and how far would they get, and what would that lead to?
Well, you're going to see that sooner or later. They're pushing for that right now, and that goes right into my next point as to what I'm talking about concerning the creation, the co-founding of Al-Qaeda and ISIS in this country. We're supposedly in a state of terror. We're under attack. We have this administration, along with the Clintons, aiding and abetting, funding the enemies without and within. The American people already know this. And furthermore, over the last how many years, 15 years, in this country since September 11th, 2001. It's been our government that's been creating bureaucracy after bureaucracy, and now they're even talking, and they've been talking about this for a long time, about disarming the American people. What's going to turn the American people on to actually stand up and lawfully deal with corruption in their government? At this point, I got to be honest and say, I don't know what it's going to take, my friend. I really don't. Thank you for your call, Michael, from Ireland. I really appreciate it. Folks, I want to get back to this point again concerning what's going on in this country, and furthermore what we're going to be talking about in the up and coming hours are what public schools are teaching in schools in this country today. Prevention is better than cure. I'm seeing back to school everywhere, in the grocery store, in the stores at large, pencils, paper, clothes, whatever the case is, everywhere you look now it's back to school, right? We're going to talk about what's going on in public schools in your country. And speaking of the Muslims, how they're beginning to infiltrate. And it's not through a Trojan horse. They're doing this in the light of day. I'm going to be talking about that in hour two coming up in just a couple moments here. But what I want to go back to is when we see the officials act strangely after these created terror attacks. Hey, by the way, friends, you remember what supposedly and allegedly took place over in Orlando just last month, right? Well, you know that the accomplice to the murderer that actually walked into that club and allegedly killed 50 people, you know that his wife all of a sudden just disappeared. She's been MIA for 10 weeks. Where'd she go? Where did she go? It's crazy. Oh, she just disappeared. And for some reason or another, at the DNC just last week, daddy of the mass murder in Orlando was sitting and standing right behind Hillary Clinton, advocating, playing the cheerleader for Hillary Clinton on television. Folks, that's all they have to do is keep it in front of you. Remember what Joseph Mengele said, an SS officer under Adolf Hitler. Listen carefully. He said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us that's doing it to you. My goodness, friends, if you'd read the Word of God and the Constitution, you'd know who the enemy is. It's not hard to see. In talking about the officials that act strangely after these supposed attacks, they seem again to conglomerate on Q. They all come together and ally themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors. This is an important point. Why is it that they condemned the act, but they don't condemn the actors? I mean, folks, you want to talk about hypocrisy. I mean, these are the same politicians globally, friends, that are trying to disarm you. When a crime is committed, they want to get rid of the gun rather than hold responsible the person that committed the crime. And in contrary, what do they do? Now they do, well, when they see terror acts, well, they just go ahead and condemn the act, yet not the actor. Hey, friends, how can the act be apart from the actor? He cannot. I mean, Winston Churchill that said of the Quran, the Muslim religion, he said it's like rabies inside of a dog. Hey, folks, it's set to incite war against anybody that refuses to subject themselves to the state is what it comes down to. And it's interesting that Jesus said that I've come not to bring peace, but a sword. And truth always divides, but there's a righteousness and there's an unrighteousness. Okay? And keep in mind, there's also the child of the flesh and there's also a child of the spirit, Isaac and Ishmael. And what we're dealing with today is the arm of the flesh. In America, I would say this to you, you want peace, then prepare for war lawfully. But again, friends, I want to lay this to you one more time. Why is it that they condemn the act, yet not the actors? And in the end, they ask the people to give up their rights while attempting to disarm them for the global good. There you go, Michael from Ireland. And additionally, they attempt to forge new powers against the very people that they are there to represent. Has anybody been paying attention? Because that's exactly what's been going on in this country since September 11th. The Patriot Act. Folks, it's unconstitutional. Oh, it's there to protect the people. Oh, really? Creating all these bureaucracies to war against anybody that would refuse the New World Order? Oh, and by the way, I didn't say that. Henry Kissinger said that. That's exactly what he said. Who are the terrorists? Those that refuse the New World Order. And we've already seen that fall from the DHS. Accuse everybody that is a constitutional Christian, armed or pro-lifer. You're the enemy. You're the enemy. Now, concerning the current Obama administration, terror is nothing more than a created battering ram to upend government sovereignty in order to implement new totalitarian government and establish a global government. Listen to this. If you listen to the Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, she said of Joseph Stalin, oh, by the way, Joseph Stalin was the one America called Uncle, back in the 20s and the 30s, because the President of the United States, President Roosevelt, that criminal himself, had Americans thinking that he was good old Uncle Joe. Well, he was killing off his own people. But keep in mind what Condoleezza Rice said. She said the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Remember Adolf Hitler used to use the same methodology? Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself created. And as his propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, all the while Hitler was the one that was doing the attacking. See, Hitler was also responsible for sending his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could play the role of problem solver. Really? America, are we catching on to what's going on here? I mean, folks, now the TSA has Jay Johnson, the director for the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, saying that he was set for the plight of the Muslims, defending them tooth and nail, just like Barack Hussein Obama calling you the enemy.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey folks, what we're going to be talking about in a couple minutes, public schools are teaching what? Hour two. And I also want to share with you that you've never lost the right. We'll see what we can get to with the time allotted for hour two. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Love your phone calls. Ben Franklin said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. How right on. We've been talking about 2012 Pentagon report warned Obama's policies would lead to creation of Islamic State. Of course, that's what foreign agents do. Have a friend that's a former CIA agent told me, Bradley, tell your listeners. His objective is to upend your Christian and constitutional heritage and foundations. Of course he is, as he gives it over to other debased human beings, the lower sort, the baser sort. Because he's trying to incite domestic insurrection against the people. And again, let me share this with you, America. 318.9 million, that's the last consensus I just read a couple days ago. That's how many people we supposedly have in this country. Are allowing less than 1.7% of the population through the lying narrative set by the CIA through the state-controlled media. Those are the ones that are destroying you. Let's go back to this again. Because the first thing we started talking about, friends, is isn't it interesting how you see these representatives of countries conglomerate on cue and ally themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors, after these supposed acts of terror. I mean, folks, that's enough to tell you something's not right. Then we talked about how Condoleezza Rice under George W. Bush said that the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Because terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Of course. And I shared with you that Adolf Hitler used the same methodology, as well as the same philosophy. This is what dictators do. Again, Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. And you know what he did? He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he created. And by the way, 80 million people didn't figure it out until after the fact. Because they want you to believe only what they say. And for you to believe what I'm telling you puts them in a position and it exposes them for doing the unthinkable. And I want to tell you something, friends. That's exactly what they're doing, is the unthinkable, because they don't believe that you would ever believe in a million years they would be responsible for doing and committing these crimes against we, the people in this country. Oh, folks, do some homework. Your government's been talking about for this a long time as to what took place in September 11th, 2001. It's been talked about for a long time. They tried to do this under JFK. It didn't work. JFK said, no way. Hitler had his little propagandists doing his dirty work for him. Ask Mr. Goebbels. He had the Germans believing they were under attack all the while. Hitler was the one responsible for doing the attacking. Hitler was also responsible for sending his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could play the role of problem solver. And I shared with you earlier that James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Really? Hey, folks. If you knew the law, you would know who's the lawbreaker, wouldn't you? General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fever, with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it and send your kids to unconstitutional wars to police the world. Oh my goodness. Oh, the military industrial complex thanks you for your ignorance, America. I mean, you would have thought that that was what America was told by the president on September 11, 2001. Oh, by the way, it was. And what's so self-defeating to the American people is the fact that when Barack Hussein Obama talks of condemning terrorism, that there are some that actually believe what he's saying. And what's even scarier is America actually believes that what he is doing is lawful, when in fact it is not. See, because America fails to recollect that this is the president who is entertaining America's sworn enemies. This has been going on a long time, way before Barack Hussein Obama. He's entertaining America's sworn enemies within the four walls of the People's White House as he celebrates Ramadan. He sends F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood. He finances them with over $1.5 billion. Just gave how many hundreds of millions and billions to Iran, who's a sworn enemy to America. He's appointed Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties. As a matter of fact, how many detainees from Guantanamo Bay has he released, friends, only to go back to the Middle East to war against America on a different day? And America's still trying to figure out who he is? Okay. Okie dokie. Remember, Mr. Bush went on to declare, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge, a new era. Free from the threat of terror. Today that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, said Daddy Bush, and we will be, said he, I'm humored. After September 11, 2001, U.S. Commission on National Security co-chair Gary Kent said, there's a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, to establish a new world order. You can go online, watch him say it. You know, interestingly enough, 9 days after September 11th, which would make it the 20th of September, right, President Bush would declare every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. Well, they've already given you the definition as to who the terrorists are. Go online. There's 72 definitions of what a terrorist are. Guess what they're all aimed at, America? Americans. And again, don't forget about what old Henry Kissinger, the pedophile himself, said when he said that those that reject the New World Order are terrorists. Folks, you can go online and see him saying what I'm telling you. Let me say this one more time, and then I'm going to jump topics. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, is on record stating, the truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism, a war against those that will not subject themselves to a global government called the New World Order under the UN, the great peace. Peacekeepers, friends. Oh, the great peacekeepers over at the UN. How many of these individuals that are appointed at the UN are criminal, friends? And isn't it interesting how they keep the peace? Yeah, bombing cities. Isn't it interesting? And folks, it's interesting, too. The narrative will be whatever they want it to be, and the people globally will just believe whatever the government says. Although they say time and time again, you can't believe a thing that they say. Why is America confused? Why is the world confused? Because it's forsaken God. It is really that simple. It really is that simple. And furthermore, isn't it interesting after these terror attacks? Isn't it interesting instead of condemning the actor, you know what they do is they look to the gun that was used and they said, we need to get rid of the guns. They blamed the guns. Wait a second. America, you have a lot of guns. You do understand that, right? And by the mercy of God, that's why you still have the freedom to do the right thing. You do realize that, right? But like Michael from Ireland just said during the first and second segment, do you think that they'll come for your guns? Well, they're going to come for your guns sooner or later. It would do you good to actually deal with the issues at hand sooner than later. Because prevention is better than cure. And it's sad to say I have to tell Michael what the American people have tolerated concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton and the likes of a Barack Hussein Obama. And yet he calls from Ireland because them people seem to have eyes to see and ears to hear, and I praise God for them, and to agree to the fact that what I am saying on the radio is exactly spot on. I agree with you 100%. I agree with what you're saying. Yes. Why is it that they can see these things taking place, friends, in America, but in America, you can't see them happening? Wake up. Hour two coming up. We're going to talk about what's going on in public schools.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.